fired up tonight. Chris Polk is here with us on Texans Late Night. Are you ready to play our little game here?
I believe so.
Okay, now, this originated because, well, you hear a lot of songs out on the practice field, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, they love to crank the music out there, simulate crowd noise with that kind of thing. Now, there's a guy named Glenn Fife who is a football operations intern, and you might have seen on Hard Knocks when Bill O'Brien says something to turn up the music, and we call this game Crank It, Glenn.
Crank it! Crank it, Glenn!
Oh, man.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I hope he's not crank watching this. I really
hope
he's not.
No, that's a nice little animated Bill O'Brien right there. Okay, we're going to read you lyrics to some of the songs you hear all the time out of the practice field, and you have to guess what the artist is. Okay, are you ready for number one?
You just had to put the pressure on me. Songs I hear all the time.
It's multiple choice, so you've got pretty good odds.
All right. Now, I am going to read the lyrics, okay?
I'm going to make Mark read them.
Yeah.
It's funnier that way.
This is, you know, I'm the announcer guy here, so I'm going to do this. Okay, here's the first one, all right? Money's the motivation. Money's the conversation. You on vacation. We getting paid, so we on paycation. I did it for the fam. That's song one. All right, was that Jeezy Manny Fresh? Was it 2 Chainz featuring Wiz Khalifa? Or was it Lil Wayne?
It's hard to tell what genre that is.
Yeah, man, what kind of multiple
choice? I don't know
choice?
If that was country
well, I think,
or...
Man,
well,
it's
A, B, or C.
Let me B.
It is correct.
2 Chainz, we own it.
How about that? You ready for song two?
Yeah, right, you go for it. You're doing fantastic.
Oh, all right. Man.
This might be a different type of music. We'll see. In the shadows of a golden age, a generation waits for a dawn, brave, carry on, bold, and strong. Is there some punctuation missing there? I don't know. Was that A, Foreigner, B, Journey, or C, Boston?
Can I ask the audience?
You can get a lifeline.
Oh.
Can I get a lifeline?
Audience, want to help?
What is that? Help them out. The audience is more clueless than anything.
C.
Sorry.
Terrible. Terrible.
That was actually Journey, Only the Young. Only the Young.
Man.
Right. He's too young for Only the Young.
All right. We'll try one or two more here. Okay. Here we go. Here's more lyrics. Major League, who catching because I'm pitching. Jose Canseco just snitching because he's finished. Not finished, but finished. Okay, like he's from Finland.
Like,
all right, is it A, Drake, B, Eminem, or C, Rick Ross?
Ooh.
I wouldn't ask Rick the audience Ross. At this point.
I don't know. The audience seems,
the audience is like
stunned. Stunned in silence.
It's a song you hear a lot.
A lot.
At
yeah.
Practice.
What was it? Can I get the
Drake, Eminem, or Rick Ross?
Is that Rick Ross?
Rick Ross is correct.
Yes. Right. You know, he loves Rick Ross.
I didn't even know that that was part of the song the way Mark read it.
All right, he got 2 out of 3. How about that for Chris?
66.
There you go.
66%.
You're all right. You were worried for nothing. All right, so what about you? What type of music do you listen to?
It depends on the day.
Really does.
Yeah. Okay, like today.
It's Saturday night.
Saturday
night. What do you listen to?
Saturday night, you know, well, I like something smooth, like something like some jazz, some R&B.
Okay.
But game day, I gotta...
Yeah, what's your warm-up music? You get the headphones
on? Warm-up music?
Yeah,
like artists?
You get in tune, you know, get in fired up for the game. What do you listen to?
I listen to a lot of rap just to get me going, you know.
You got
to
have that, huh?
Got to.
Whatever gets
got
the blood flowing.
Yeah.
Now, when you're out on the field early, are you having the headphones in before you go out there with the whole team? Or do you just listen to the music they're playing on there?
I just listen to the music they're playing on there.
Yeah, it's pretty good, too.
Yeah, it is pretty good. You know, I have a good selection, you know, some days. But, you know, they do
a
real
like
good
Ross,
job.
Yeah.
I do like Rick Ross.
Good,
you know?
Good.
Hey, I like a little techno. I know how to shuffle and stuff.
How about being in Houston? Now, you've had the experience of playing a home game here, and you've lived in Houston for a little while, so any surprises about this city?
I think, like, they told me about how loud and, like, dedicated the fans are, but I really didn't know, like, really how loud it is because, like, after every series, they'll call us from upstairs on the phone, and we literally, I can't hear a word that they're saying. Like, I really can't hear anything, so I just nod my head. Yep. All right, coach.
Very good.
All right, coach.
Oh, okay.
So I hang up, like, what did he just say?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And this had to be the hottest camp you've ever been a part of. I don't want to speak for you, but like as far as training.
This
camp.
Is the hottest place I've ever been in my life.
Yeah. Life.
California.
I didn't know what humidity was until I came to Houston.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
But I love Houston. Love it.
Now, where is mom living now? Still out in California?
Yes, sir.
Or
yeah, she's in California.
Is she spending more time here? Flies in on the weekends?
She comes
to watch
every home game.
She'll be here.
With
but not the road games just yet?
Not yet. Like some of them because, you know, she works a lot. She's a nurse, so.
Okay.
Yeah, she works a lot. But every home game she comes to and, you know, she brings her Bang Bang chicken and shrimp shirts and sweaters and stuff.
Well, since you're still acclimating to Texas, we have a special gift for you here. And what is this, DP?
This is some Bang Bang for your chicken and shrimp.
Yes.
There you go. There's the Bang Bang.
Everything in there is spicy in Texas.
Right.
So, yes, I love spicy. You know, I'm on a diet.
Even the chocolate is spicy.
You know, I'm on a diet, though.
What?
I'm on a diet.
I know, it's
but
in the middle
know,
of the season.
But, you know, it's like seasoning.
Oh, you got a little Cliff bar, a little protein bar in here.
It's the holiday season, and there's always a re-gift possibility. Okay?
Thank you.
That's like 10 gifts.
Yeah.
No, I'm keeping this. That. Shoot. Okay.
Chris, thanks a lot for joining us. How about it for Chris Polk, everyone? All right, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Coming up on Texans Late Night, we've got something good for you. Of course, a way to stay in shape. Saturday night, does anybody want to do that? Maybe. And also, some fantasy football advice. Let's do it all on Texans Late Night.